When Daf Chavova with Aleph, towards the bottom of the Amid, by Mashme, the High Yoivla Lishne de Dichahu. We brought a raya, he said, Rabbi Yossi brought a raya that an ayil is also called a keren. Bimshoich be keren hayoivl. So the yoivl is an ayil. So my mashma da hayoivla lishna de dichahu, it's a ram. The sanya omer abekivek shalachti la arviye hoyu keren lidicha yoivla. Omar Abikivik Shalachti Le Galya Hoyakirin Lenida Galmuda. That is they called Anida Galmuda. Sarashi says my Galmuda Gemule Do Mi Baila Muvdelis. She's Muvdel Mi Baila. Lenida Galmuda Benav Kemino Taisu says Kadoshinim Besaita Ki Adas Chonov Galmud. More darshans that an eide that a chanofim it's most kenide. Omer Rabbi Kivik shalachti lafriki hayukayrin lemo ksite. That a mo which is a sixth of a dinner they call that ksite. Lamay nafgemine lefrushe meya ksite diereisa is meya danki. 106th of a dinner. Omar Rebbe, kshalachti lekroche hayom, hayukairin lemechira kira. Lamay nafke mino, lefrushi, asher korisi li is a loshen kinyin. Omar Rebbe Shimon Melokish, kshalachti letchum kan mashraya, hayukairin lekala ninfi. Letarnagel sechvi. Letarnagel, lekala ninfi, maikra, yefein, neuf, mesais kol haoretz. Letarnagel sechvi. Oma, Rabbi Yehuda, Maravi, Boisem, Rabbi Shimon Levi, maikra. Mishos, batuchais chochma. Minosan, la sechvi vino. Mishos, batuchais chochma, elu kloyois. The minosan lasech vivino ze tarnagel. So trashi tuchais loshen chalokais. Others are there, it's not chalukais. Tuchais is, it's a smooth, it's a, here it means a smooth even, but someone's going on the cloyist. Sechvi loshen rie, kameva yashke, from a tagaminen, beistachi. It seems the tarnagel is able to be mavdol. Lahavchin ben yoyme ben laila, so it's, that's why it gets the shame sechvi, it's able to be mavchin and mavdal in this manner. Levi ikla lahu asre. Levi once went to a place, osa gavre le kamei. So a person came to him, omalei, kovon planye. Kovon planye, he said the name, gozlani ployni. Pliny gazled from me. Lehavi yoda my komale. So he didn't know what the taich kovon is. So he didn't know what he's telling him. Ose shol bei midroshe. So I don't know how he ended the conversation, but Al Kaponim went in there. So Hanshultik, they have to go to the base medrash. And then he went into the base medrash and he said, tell me, what's the taich kovon? Omrulei gazlan. Omaloch, he told him that someone stole money from him. Dechsiv, hayikba odom alekim. And, Rashi brings on the safe of the posik, bamek vanucha, hamaise vatrume atem koivin oise. It's considered by not giving the kahanim and the levium the matnes kahune, so it's called your geisel from the rabbeinu shloila. Omar leirova mi barnish lerav ashi, Yavoi Hosom, if I would have been in that predicament, I wouldn't have abruptly gone to the base medrash. Avaminale Hechi Kovach, I would have continued to explain how Hechi Kovach, Bamai Kovach, Vamai Kovach, Mamel Hava Yedina, I would be able to figure out already I'll be able to figure out what he meant. V'iyu sovar milse di isure kom alai. Slavi held it's a milse di isure, so the Marsha says, v'loi shayach lishel bi isure b'mai kovach. B'mai kovach, it seems, if it's minti, the end of the day on Israel, it's not shayach b'mai kovach. So therefore, by asking too many questions, he might show his ignorance. So he thought this is preferable to go into the Beis Medrash. Lehave yodi rabbonon mai serugim. Rashi says sheshaninu b'megile koron serugin. So what does serugin mean? Shamu la amsa devei rebi dechazasnu rabbonon dava aili piski piski. That the Rabbonon went in, that when they entered the some of the Beis Medrash, leprokim she'einam nichnosim yachad. They didn't come all at once. They came in groups. There was a time span between the different knesses of the Rabbonon. Omre lohu ad mosay atem nichnosim serugin serugin. So that's how they figured out what the tight serugim is. They have yodi rabbonon mai chaloy gloigois. They didn't know what chaloy gloigois is. Yoim achag shamu ala amsa dve rebi dechozis lo gavre komevada palpachine. He spread out palpachine, which is a type of a plant, a yerek. Amrolei ad mosay ato mefaza chag loigoch. Some amela, so they knew that papachine, that's chaloigloigoch. Loyhavi yodi rabbonon mai salsaleho osaroime meko. This is very aposik. Yoimachad shamu la amso de verebi. Davis omro lo gavre davikomahapach besare. He was mechapes besare. Amrle admosayata mesalsel besarecho. Divrei agod of Chazal, there's one way you could learn lefi pshutoi, but there's much more in these agodis. The Chsam Sefer and Teires Moish ala Teire, he says as follows, mitoich ma sha'onu royim, shenishkach chish maher me'umo shaleimo, that Klal Yisrael, when they went in Golis Bovel, they forgot very quickly the Loshon. Klal Yisrael forgot the Loshon. Ashafilu Chazal loyhavi yodi rabbonon. Chazal also didn't know, Poshet the Teichverte they didn't know. So the Chsam Sefer says, so why is it that way? He asks that people who went into Poland, they came from Germany, went into Poland, and they were speaking, and then the kids were speaking Deutsch. He said they didn't forget the Loshon. We see in Golis Bovel already that they forgot the Loshon. So he says, because that's why he says very interesting that it was called Loshon HaKodesh from Golis Bovel. Till Golis Bovel, they didn't realize that the Loshon had a Kedusha. A Dovel Kodosh cannot stick with a person. It's Bereyach. Hasoif enecho boi ve'inenu. That's why that's a Soif by Teire. Teire is, one forgets very quickly Teire. Because it's a Dovel Kodosh, and if you're not Kiseida Dovek to it, you forget it. They realized that Loshon HaKodesh, the Loshon also has a Kedusha. That is why they forgot many words. That's how the Chsam Sefer learns Mestama Kefi Pshutoi. The Goyin in Mishlei says on this posik, Salsaleho Osarei Memeko. So first of all, the Iver in the Pasuk is Chazer Oleho Ledagdik Vo. That's how Rashi says Pshat. Salsaleh, you should go over it and be Medagdik. And the Goyin says Shetarzer V'tapech Bo Tomit. should go back and be mahapach in what you learned, kidei lahovin albuyay. That's how Saleo, and if you do this to Teira, Usareimim Mecca, the Teira will be Mareimim the person. That means if he just goes through the Gemara, whatever he's learning, he goes to once, Aguten Tag, I'm finished, he won't become Misraimim from the Teira. But by going back, Tazer, Vatahapichbo, Tomid, Afoichbo, Afoichbo, then Kidei Lahovin Al Buryai, then the person will become Misraimim. That's Pshat and Posit. Zukte goin weiter, uch she tovin ze, tovin soid, when you understand, what the Pasuk is saying, tovin soid hatvune, then you understand the soid hatvune, shehein soid hasarois des er anpin. Lachein omar salsaleho, Miloshin misalsel besaroi v'tovin madaloi havi yoder rabbonon mai salseleo. Sal kaponim shetovin ze tovin soy datvune. The goyim says, "We'll understand this. We'll understand the soy datvune." So Kozma, we're before this with al kaponim the oimik advarim fashteitmanish. Al kaponim, it seems there's much more than meets the naked eye in this gemara. And God, the Sivsei Chachamim, brings, now we can understand, perhaps appreciate it a little better, the Sivsei Chachamim brings from the Arizal, the Amsei Devei Rebbe, Weiss is going to psarot, a gerot in a shifre, Heima misoid mei oisen shifre sheros alayom ashleiro yecheskel. So Al Kaponim, we're speaking about soides. What Yecheskel didn't see, this was Amsei Devei Rebbe, and the Red Wegen hoiche, hoiche Sachen. We don't understand it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Le have yodi rabbonon mai vetete siya vematete. Hashmeit. Yoim echad Shamu la amsa devei rebi davis omr lechavata shkuli te teiso ve te beiso. So they understood that it means a broom. Le have yodi rabbonon my hashlech al Hashem Yehovcha vahu yechalkalecha. Omar rabbe bar bachone yoim echad have ozline bahade utaye have dorine tune va omale vamali shkel Yehovech vishodi agamloi. Now there's a going in Mishlei that explains a little better. We can understand a little better what they have a Yodi Rabbono. So let me read the what they bring down from the going. Hoyolahem, they have a Yodi Rabbono. So the Rabbono, the Talmidim of Rebbe, Hoyolahem Sofik Bemides Habitochen. How the midah b'tochen should go. Im tzoyich ha'odom lasais b'sichloi. He has to be mishtadl. V'yivtach b'shem Hashem, sheyase ha'toiv b'einov, and David, then he'll have b'tochen. Oy, she'ein lehishoin klal uklal al maisov b'sichloi. That's not, when it comes to inyonov, mistami means in gashmistik inyonim, that he shouldn't rely on that at all. That was the suffix. There was a suffix in the midah of bitochen, how the midah of bitochen should work. Should it work? Bemison the Goyin says in the bring from the Goyin Shemnes Melech Oizer Moshiach Mogain. So the Goyin says these are three lashonis, and then it's totally how the midah of bitochen the person is. If a person Edafton, and the Rebbein Shalom is a mithelfen. So that Ebish is an oizer. It helps him etut an oizer. If a person is a greater Baal Bitochen, is umayshia. The whole Yeshua comes to the Rebbein Shalom. He doesn't do anything. The whole Yeshua comes. Umogain is, he does punfakert. That means he does something, not he doesn't do anything in the Eibishter helps them. He does something that should be mazik him. And the Rebbein Shalom will protect him. And that's Mogi and Avram. Avram Avinu went to the Kivshon Eish. He wasn't doing anything for himself. He was Mavkir Chayov. And the Rebbein Shalom was Mogi. The greater the Midas HaBetochen is, the greater the Anhog is. As where Rabbi Chaim Voloshin says, Hashem Tzilcha, it's a loshen, the Eibishter is a tail, a loshen, a shadow, a reflection. How great the bitochen is, that's how the Rebbein Shalom is. So the Chachomim held, Shevadai tzorich ha'odom lasis besichloi, a mensch davton mit sein zeichel, v'lachzer ache hadover atzorich, a davtochton, ach yivtach gam b'shem Hashem. That's what they held. In Shita. Now they had a problem. L'chein kosher lehem milas Yehovcho. It says, Hashlech al Hashem Yehovcho. Hoyeloi lichtoi, Hashlech al Hashem tzorchecho. The Rebbein Shem should take care of your tzorchem. What's the title Yehovcho? Yehovcho klepzach nisht. V'kivin sherou sherabe barbachona avedori hatune. Rabbi barbachona was carrying a masui. So what do you do? You're carrying a masui, so it was too heavy for him to carry. So normally, al pi derech, a derech ha'olam, ha'yetzorech levakech, he would ask a tayyah and a rabbi, v'litein dover mo'letayil, she'yitayil hatuna la'gomo. So the normal procedure would be that he should ask this tayyah that he should carry his masui. You should pay him for it. That's normal. V'loy kein hoyo. But that wasn't the story. Elo shahataya bikesh mimenu. He didn't ask the taya. The taya asked him, number one. V'oma loy shkel mashat tzorich liten li v'shodi agam loy. That was the maisa. Who taya have a... Omer Rabbe Barbachon, Yoy Mechada was Lina Bahade Yuta, Yehava Dorina Tun, I was carrying a Masui, but Omer Ali in the Taya told me, Shekel Yehovecha Vishodi Agamloi. So Yehovecha means, take what you have to give to me, what you theoretically have to pay me, don't give it to me, put that also on the Gomel, and I'll carry that also for you. Shkoil mashat tzorich liten li v'shodi agamloi. Imke, afilu, b'amesh ha'odom tzorich liten lachavei ribad adovo, what he has to give, im yiyah min ha'shamayim, os chavei ro yevakish mimenu sheyas aloi. Theoretically, he has to give it to him, and if I cared, If he has the Yata Dishmaya, some Mele, it will be the other way around, that the Chava will ask him to do it. Lachain Shapir Shayech Milas Yehovcho Kloima Af Bedovo Sha'ato Tzorech Litein Schar Badze, something that you have to pay for it, you have to give for it. Im Yeh Min HaShemayim Yevakshu Mimcho Laseis Lachozois. That is Pshat Ashlech al Hashem. If it's Ashlech Hashem, it's Afilu Yehovcho, if it's Yechal Kalecho. But you have to give, you won't have to give anything, you'll be getting. And the Goyin says this is Pshat in the Posik in Mishlei, B'tach al Hashem b'chol ibecho v'el binoscho al tishoin, she'yiye libcho sholem b'mides ha'betochen, V'loitaymar eftach b'ashem, ach ani mechuyev lehishoin gam al sichli, l'chein omar al tishoin, shesichlecho lehiyya afilu b'toyres mish'enes. That's how the Goyin says pshat in the posse. And with this we could understand that ma'ase from the Talmidei Hagro, once the Goyim told his Talmidim that if there'll be Balei Betochen Gemurim, some Emele, they don't have to be Doyig for Parnosa, they can sit and learn and mit Alt Zustellen. And there was a group of Choshev Talmidim that the Goyen Zook, so there's nothing but to worry about. So they went out, they left the city, they went out to a forest, and finished, and they sat learning. One day passed by, nothing's happening. The second day passed by, also nothing's happening. Getting hungry already. The third day, all of a sudden, Peladikimaisa, they see someone's coming toward them with a basket of bread. Moiridik, Mamish Moiridik. Someone's coming towards them. So Mamishn is spoiled. So then he's coming, walking closer, and all of a sudden he turns away. So they thought, he didn't realize that they're there. So they called him. So he disappeared already. That wasn't what the Goyin meant. You're not supposed to call him. If it's Hashem Hashem Yehovcho, forget about your Hishtablish, you continue learning, then he'll come to you. If you want to be Isaac in this also, so then that's not Becholi Becho. Zogt Rashi, Mai cha loig loigois, sheshanino beperikame de yume, koshibes yamel hoye oichel, hashum vachalog loigles, they didn't give the kain godel chaglog loigis. Parpechini yerek, shekeirin ur kakli, salsaleho chafois vachafoich bematmoinim shal teire, avadarine tune noisei masi. Chaloigloiges, venavke mina lezov beperkame de yume, domrinen e machilen oisei dvorem amivim lidei tume, kegoin chaloigloiges. Zogte Mishne. Shoifor shal roisha shone, shal yoel poshut. That the shoifor shal roisha shone is a, we'll see machlikus harishainim, what a yoel is, but Rashi says, a yoel steinbuk. Which is a mountain goat. It's a wild goat. It's a type of a chaya, Taisa says. And it's not curved. It's straight. Upiv mitzupizov. And the pe'a shayfa was mitzupizov. The mikdosh. Ushtei chatzaitzreis min hatzdodim. There were two chatzaitzreis. Shayfa marich v'chatzaitzreis mekatzreis. Shemitzvah hayoyim b'shoifer. So Rosh Hashanah, when the chatzaitzrei stopped blowing, the shoifer was marich in the keil. Zogt Rashi, meforish taime b'gmora. What is the svar of the Tanakame? That a shoifer should be a yoel. The midi de tfile boi pshitas. We'll see klarer in the Gemara. That it shouldn't be kofof, it should be poshut. So memele, so that's why that's why you use a yoel poshet. Agav urche, we'll see later that the Turyevan wants to emphasize with Akashe, but the Turyevan says this, and others say this also, that be'emison, that what, the Tanakhama says, yoel poshet, yoel is a mean, it's a type of a chaya, so the Turyevan explains this, there's no yiches in this chaya whatsoever. The yichus is that the mitzvah is that it's a straight shofar. It's not bent. It's straight. That's the yichus. So if you'll have a yoel that's kofuf, so it's no good. You'll have an ayel that's poshut. It's good. The vote is not yoel. We'll see. There's a machlekes tanoim, yoel and ayel. So the machlekes is not yoel and ayel. The machlekes is kofuf or poshut. That's the machlekes. And Rashi says the time about the midi the tefila boy pshitis. That is an inyan of a yoel. A yoel is grad poshut. Some emailers, it's straight. And since Rosh Hashanah is a yoim tefila, some emailer boy pshitis. But that's not, the iker is the pshitis, not the mean. Yoel Steinbuk. Upiv mitzupizov bishal migdash koma. Shofar marich la'acher shechatzaitzreis poiskent kiyoson is nishma kol ha'shofar yeda kol ha'shofar. That is Rosh Hashanah. Ubetainiyos by tainesim that they also blew shofar b'shel zchorim kvufim. There they used elim which were kvufim upiem mitzupe keset, and there it was ushtei chatzaitzreis be'emza. There were two chatzaitzreis. And there were two shayfres. The two shayfres were on the side. In the emtze, that was the ikel mitzvah sayoyim. שויפר מקצר בחצויצרויס, מעריכויס, שמצווס היום בחצויצרויס. זאת רעשי בתניאס, תמרינים במסכס טיינס, תיקו, הכהנם תיקו. בשל סחורים, אילים, שסתומון כפופים, again, it's סתם אילים סחורים הכפופים. ושתי חצויצרויס באמצע, שני שויפרס להם, אחד מכאן ואחד מכאן. והן באמצע, חצויצרס הוא באמצע, שמצווס היום בחצויצרס, דלכנופיה באלמנינו, וכל כנופיה בחצויצרס, תחסיב, והיו לך, והיו לך למיקרו העבר, דיזו החצויצרס. זאת המשנה ויתר, שווה היובל לראש השונה, לתקיה לברוכס. This is לחיר ההמשך of the דברי תנא קמא. What does one use what does one use Yom Kippur by Yovel? Shava Yovel is shown the Litkiya b'pshute. That it also is poshut that by Yovel vavarta shayfer, so it should be also a shayfer poshut. Zok Rashi va'af al gav titki osoy bi Yovel loy litfile v'loy lezikorin. So lechere, so then there's no need for pashtus, elo the simin shiluach avodim, pashmotes mechire sodis, v'lohochi, kidere sheshoni boi lemevde, de gemrine lo le gzere shove, shvi beperik basra. There's a gzere shove. So memele, mechidish ha-shvi, so memele, so therefore, Yom Kippurim is the same aloche, like Rosh Hashanah, even though the reason of Rosh Hashanah is not applicable by Yom Kippurim. Ula broches, the boy lemeimar, teisha broches by Yom Kippurim shal yovel, like you say Rosh Hashanah, like you say the Musaf Dikah Shmoneh Esrei, they said this Yom Kippurim also. So the vowel we hear, the Tanna Kamma holds, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, with a poshut, it's poshut. And the tiniest are a kofel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'Rosh Hashanah toikim b'shel schorim. Rabbi Yehuda holds Rosh Hashanah is with eilim, u'b'yoyv lois b'shel yeolim. And yoyvul, so we have here a double machlokes. One machlokes, we have what we use Rosh Hashanah. That's one machlokes. And he holds it's b'eilim schorim, it's kfufim. And the Tanna Kamma holds that it is pshutim. And there's a second machloikis that the Tanna Kamma held that Rosh Hashanah and Yovel have the same halacha. That's how Rashi explained this, Gzeira Shove. So whatever is used Rosh Hashanah is used Yovel. And Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik. He said, Taker, Rosh Hashanah is kfufim, but Yovel is Yeelim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Taima, Meforish Bigmore, Ubiyoivlis Bishal Yeilim, Ugzeir Shove, Loi Goma. That's good for the Machloikis, do you learn out Ugzeir Shove? Zog the Gemore, Omar Ablevi, Mitzveh Shal Roish HaShoneh, Bishal Yom HaKippurim, Bikfufim. Now, Ablevi, which is in Amore, is Chaylik L'Chayr on everyone in the Mishneh. He says that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur have the same din, and that's Bekfufim. B'shal kol Hashanah, so that's not according to the Tanna Kamma, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Bepshutim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh Hashanah is Bekofuf, and Yom Kippur is Beposhut. And he says both are Kfufim. B'shal kol Hashanah, and Taini is Bepshutim. Frag the Gemara, was nan, shayfer, shoreish shoneh, shayoel poshet. How could he say mitzvah shoreish shoneh is bekofuf? We learned in the Mishnah that it's beposhet, yoel poshet. And with the Gemara, huda omar ki haitane, disanye rabbi Yehuda oimer, b'reish shoneh yotoykem b'shal schorim kfufim, b'yoevlish b'shal yeelim. So the Val de Gemara says that Rab Levi holds like Rab Yehuda, that Rosh Hashanah is Bekfufa. So it's like Rab Yehuda. In fact, the Gemara, V'lei Mehilchus, like Rab Yehuda. זאת גמורי אמרת הלכס רב יהודה אבא מינה אפילו של יויבו נמי כרב יהודה. רב יהודה does not hold up the גזירה שווה. So if he would say הלכס רב יהודה, so it would come out that יויבו is that יויבו is בפשוטים. אבא מינה אפילו של יויבו נמי כרב יהודה סביר עלי. כמש מלון. So therefore רב לוי came to say that there's a double machloikis, the Tanakama Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama holds that there is a gzeira shoveh, and in that machloikis he paskins like the Tanakama. But what you use Rosh Hashanah, that he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that Rosh Hashanah is Ba'elim Kvufim, so Mamele that he paskins. In Mamele, Yom HaKippurim, also Yoyvo of Yom HaKippurim also is the same thing. That is the Svara of Ablevi. Vishal Kala Shane. So they spoke about Kala Shane Shal Tiny is that is Bepshuta. Kamash Malon, Brosh Shane is like Rabbi Yehuda. Avol B'Yoyvel less like Mishum Gzeir Shav. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda by Yoyvel because he holds of the Gzeir Shav. So therefore, if he was Machir, Rosh Hashanah is Bekfufim, so Yoyvel is also Bekfufim. Zokte Gemara weiter. But my komiflegi, now the Gemara is going to go back to the machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. But my komiflegi, that the Gemara, Mar Sove Bereish Shona Kama Dekayef Inish, the Rishash is when the Roshenu Mangeir is taite, Kama Dekayef Inish Tvei Mali. Rabbi Yehuda holds kama de kayif inish tvei mali. Rabbi Yom HaKippurim kama de poshet inish tvei mali. Let us see what Rashi says. Kama de kayif inish betfilosoi ponov kvushim laoretz. So it would seem that the Rishash brings down that this is the makor that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that others daven the whole Shemin Esrei Shoshana bederech Kriya, but there is Tachaboye. They bent down. So, Kama de Kayef Inish Bitfilosoi Ponov Kvushim Laoret Tvei Odev. Kshim Vahoya Einai Velibi Shom. Hilkach Bereisha Shona de Litfile Ula Haske Rakedis Yitzchak Bo Beinen Kvufim. Vyoivloi Shehem Likloi Dreyer Beinen Pshutim. That's the svar of Rabbi Yehuda Gzeire Shover Leslai. He says, the Ritva says in Kvufim, Locheif Haguf, Oy Halev, Liyais Halev, Kofuf V'nichna. That's Inyan of Achno, Kfifes Halev. So that's the svara of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah kolech the kayif odif tvei. Yoivol the Ritva says avodim nosu roish fakert. Now they can look up. They're free already. So memele. So therefore, by Yoivol, it should be pshutim. There's no kfifas fakert. There's freedom. That is the svara of Rav Yehuda. Umar Sovar, now we're going to explain the Tanakhama. Umar Sovar Baroish Hashone Kama de Poshet Inish Tvei Mali. The Tanakhama was Roish Hashone Kama de Poshet Tvei Mali. Let us see Rashi. Mishum Nisa Levoveinu El Kapayim. The Ritva explains this, kama de poshe tvei maili, so the Ritva says, livshet hidurei halev, shaloye belev kfifus vakmumis. That's the pshitas, it says that, the zonas ein akruma halt, it should be poshe, it should be glatik, it should be onakmumis mistame. They tell over a maisa once the Rital Ghazi once met with the Chassam Sofer, and So the Rita Gazi asked her some safer, he should tell him over some things. He told him over a shtick teire. He said, Pashut. Pashut. He told him over another shtick teire. He told him either Pashut. So then he noticed that the Chsam Sefer had an Agmas Nefesh. So he said, Pashut, Bali Akmimut, the Zuxa Chazoi Shein, the Zuxa Zoi Glatik. That's a Taish Pashut. So the Tvila should also be like this. Unkind, it should be Glatik. It should be, that's the Livshait Hadurei Halev. Shleye Belev Akmimus. Could be that's Pshat Nisa Levaveinu El Kapoyim. That means, usually, to make a connection, kapoyim goes on the maisim that a person does. That means a person could be shuckling very much, but the lev is who knows where. So there's no chibbol between the lev and the maisa that he's doing. So that's called akmimis mistamet. So therefore, if it's pashut, if it's all one, if you miyachid the lev to the maisa by the tefillah, so that's pashut, that's pashut. Shem nisa levaveinu al kapoyim. Milkach b'reish hashone b'pshutim v'letfilohu u'di yom ha-kippurim nami. Yom ha-kippurim, why do you need poshut over there? So let us see the Bach skills. The shavehu b'shum gzeire shave. You have a gzeire shave. There's no reason why yom kippur, but we have a gzeire shave. That's the svara of the Tana Kame. Ubetainis the Lechnufim Leich Peslon Obdinin Kfufim Lekeire. So Rashi says Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, in the Tana Kame, I'm sorry, Rashi says Pshat in the Tana Kame, that Rosh Hashanah the Zacheshben you need Poshut al Tfila. Tfilahu. Yom Kippur is a Gzeire Shove. And tiny is leich peslon. It's leknufye. But dina kvufim lakeiru. I'm sure that this is different. Now let's just stop here. Let us see the lashon of our gemara. Let's go back to our gemara. The gemara says umar savar. That's the tana kama. Bereish shone kama the poshet inish daite tvei maile. So whatever it says later is very schwer. Ubetanis kamet the kind of ikayef inish date tvei maile. Others were geiris biyem akipurim kamet the kayef inish date tvei maile. Stamazay shrek. Because we're going now according to the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds that yovel is also poshut. And the kamet, and this svar of kamet the kayef is also push it to the glass, the zach would be, if we're not geirish, this whole Gemara afterwards. Kama the push it in his tatu tvei mile, that's all what the Gemara had to say. B'yema kippurim nami, that's maybe the Bach's gears to be me kippurim nami, the goma geirish of it. The leshtik of the time is kama the kai finish tatu tvei mile, we see Rashi wasn't geirish now, because Rashi says the reason that tainus is kofuf is not as an inyan of kofuf. The leknuf yaleich beslam, but in kvufim lakeira, so it seems Rashi was not geiris this last shtickle. And there's a gilsa, if you want to speak about Yom Kippur, speak about Yom Kippur, so Yom Kippur is, Yom Kippur is also geirish of him. Yeah. Well, Rabbi Levi is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Levi holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the latfile beinin kvufim. Yom Kippur Svilei Deshava Yoivu L'Rosh Hashanah Kerabonin U'Kertavayu Be'inen Kfufim. Let us see Tosfos. Shel Yoel Poshut Perish Bekunteris Chaya Shekein Shema V'Keiren Oysa Yashtambuk. This is again, we said a mountain goat, a wild goat. Be'orach Perish Hi Kizbo Nekeva. That an ayol is a zocho, a ram, and this is a nekeva. V'keren ha-kizba rogel yeis poshut. V'cheperish ha-kuntres nire di yoyel chaya. D'chsiv horim ha-gvoyim la-yeilem. That's number one. So v'aistois, they live in the horim ha-gvoyim. So the kesev and ha-kizba don't live in the horim ha-gvoyim. V'akoy v'dishon mitargeminon v'yalo v'romo. So here the Ritva explains a little better what Tosfos Chai is. The Pasuk says, Se Ksovim, Vse Izim, And then it says, Va'akoi v'dishon. So you see, Klo, and the Targum says, that Va'akoi is v'yalo, that's a yoil. So you see, it's not a kisva, because before it said sex of him. So Memela, so you see, Klo, Va'akoi is a different mean. That's the Raya, not like the Oruch. U'mitzveh b'shel yoil poshut, k'demashme b'gmore. The kama de poshe tvei odif, mishum nisa lovavein al kapai. That is what the Tanakama holds. Umiyu ein aloche, kein? Aloche we don't pass like the Tanakama, elek Rab Yehuda. The oma bereisha shone bishal schorim kvufim, da hainu shal ayo. We pass like Rab Yehuda. Varab levi koi bikvose, koi kvose bikmore. The Omar mitzvah shall reish shone v'yemaki purim b'kfufim. The kasover kama de kayif inish tvei odiv. Mishum v'hoye einai v'libi shom. So memela we paskin like Rab Levi and Rab Yehuda. The Omar avabo b'peire kame lomba toiken b'shoifer shall ayo. Omar kodish bochu. Tiko lefonai b'shoifer shel ayil kadesh eskel lechem akedis Yitzchok. So lechera Teisves is saying lahaloches, so the rayas of Teisves lahaloches as follows. Teisves says we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because so one rayas because Rabbi Levi koi kevose. So we see in Rosh Hashanah al koponim. Rab Levi paskins like Rab Yehuda, so we have a psak, and then Tais brings a raya from Rav Abo that Rav Abo lemaisa said toiken b'shoifer shalayu. So maisa is mefirtzach hazoi. Grad the Rishonim say that be'emison, that what Rav Abo says. So the Rishonim explained loma toiken b'shoifer shalayu is as follows. We had mentioned before that be'emison the machloikis. The machloikas tanoim is in the tsuras ha-shoifer. Does it have to be kofuf or poshut? That's the machloikas. So Rav Abo asked the shayla, lama toikim b'shoifer shel ayil. There's no yichis in an ayil. There's no yichis in an ayil. The iker is kofuf. So why are they boicher an ayil? So other same shats are Rav Abo means the minig was shel ayil. So what's the reason of the minigs? He said the minig is because they wanted to be kailo, it's a kasha, why another kofuf wasn't sufficient. Period. So Taisa says, la aloche, since Rab Levi holds like Rab Yehuda, and we see Rab Abo, so la aloche, we paskin that we have kfufim. Umiyu nire the loy pligi ella lechatchila. Now Taisa says this whole machloikis, whatever it is, if the Tanakame, Rabbi Yehuda, is only lechatchila the kedin. Avukulu moide the yoytze b'diyevet bein b'shalayu bein b'shalayu. Kedektoni reisha kol ha-shoifreis ksheirim chutz mishal poro. We had a stam mishnah before that all shoifres are kosher. Veichid leimotze shalayil, yaitze bishal rochel, oibisirizim. So Memela, so Taisu says, Taisu wants to bring a raya from the previous Mishnah. There was a Psastam Mishnah before, only a machlokes if a por is possible, but everything else is kosher. Teida de la mitzvah pligi, another raya, do Rab Levi mitzvah koma. So you see, they're talking about a mitzvah, not meikar adin. V'oid, otu, poshut, v'kofuf, k'siv, v'kro, taviru k'shoifa, k'siv, b'yoivu. It says taviru k'shoifa, v'yalfinen, reish shona minei. V'kivin, v'kulu, ikru k'shoifa, chutz mishal poru, lo molo yotzo. So, ha'kocher, soni, l'chatchila, d'kedin. V'oid, mashme, d'plukte, d'rabonon, v'rab yoisi, b'fnei atzmon, u'plukte, d'rabonon, v'rab yude, b'fnei atzmon. The lav chode plukti. Vim tim soloim et de davka airim kein havi chode plukti. So Taisa says it would seem from the Mishnah from this that it is not one big machloikis. The imtimtza loyma the davka ayrim ken avichod the plukte the tanakame kuluk shayrim bein bereish shon the bein biyom kipurim bein betainiyis chutz mishal pore. Rabbi Yosi oyma av shal pore. Uleidach rabbanon reish shon the biyom kipurim. Bishel Yoel v'tayne shal schorim, Rabbi Yudah reish shon shal schorim b'yoyvel b'shal Yoel. So Taisus really is asking if the machlokes is a machlokes b'diyevet, so the Mishnah should have said as follows: Kol ha'shefes k'sheirim chutz mishal porim neishukel. Amar Rabbi Yosi nitazol. Then the Gemara should said v'yesh aimrim. Whoever this is the third day Shayfer Shoshana Shana Shayol and then the Sazai and Rabbi Huda Imerazai, it should make it one not like this Mishnah is coming in Shayfer Shoshana Shana Shayol. I mean, this is the third day. If everyone is speaking about Likuve, so it should say this is the third day. So it would seem that it's only a machlekes lechatchila. So here the Turei Evan wants to dingzach antais v'skashes. The Turei Evan wants to say, he says be'emison the two. It's not this. It could be it's a machlekes b'diyevet. That could be. We'll see later. Tais is talking. It sounded like that. Why didn't they make it to one big mishnah? He says because be'emison the two different mishnayos. The first machlekes is a machlekes. What mean the shofar has to be? Kol ha-shofars k'sherim. Any mean. Chutz mishal porer. Rabbi Yosi says a porer is also good. So that's a machloikis in meaning. This, in Finnish, that's a two-way machloikis. Here we have a machloikis, not a machloikis in meaning, but a machloikis in the tzuras ha-shofar. Like he said before, if you have a yoil that's kofif, or if you have an ayil that's poshet, so if you need poshet, an ayil is also good. If you need kofif, a yoil is also good. The machloikis is over here in the tzuras hashoifer. So it's two different machloikis, and there it's a machloikis in minim. If all minim are good, if a por is also good, if a por is not good, that's a machloikis. But now here there's a machloikis in the tzuras hashoifer. I'll have according to Rabbi Yosi, a por is good. Fine. But there's now no problem. Does it have to be kofif, or does it have to be kofif, there has to be poshet? So that's a new shaila over here. The meaning, I can get away with the meaning, but now there's a new machloikis, how the tzuras ha-shofar has to be. So that's how the Turei Evan wants to be mefakpek on Tosfos Kasha. It could be it's a b'diyevedika machloikis. V'afal pikein, it's not the same Mishnah, because it's a different machloikis in Gatz. Umiyuk taskosh. That this mahalach is a problem. The Rablevi, the Omar, mitzvah shal reish shoneh v'yoyim ha-kippurim. Rablevi that says yoyim ha-kippur is also kfufim. Hayne mishum, the alfinen gzei reshove, ze mi ze, b'shvi yishvi, k'nemrine b'perek bas. So kochi lo nzik zei reshove. Snan, shove yoyivu lo reish shoneh l'tkiyim. Yahve time mishum mitzvah ba'alme kedamrine de kame de kaif inish tvei odiv. So if there's a besondere mitzvah, als since reish shana is a yom tvile, so therefore there's an inyan of kame de kaif inish tvei odiv. Is haynu davke, that's the mitzvah. Haynu davke bereish shana shatkiye litvile lezikorim. Avol yoivol einat kia elasimin shiluach avodim vashmotis odis achaisus lebailim. So memele, so this mitzvah doesn't apply in yoivol. We pass to gzeirishove is only that means if this is ma'akev v'diyevet, azaydaf oiskukin ashaifo shalosh shana. It's good, so there's a hekish yoivol to Rosh Hashanah. But if it's only lemitzvah, that means it's since Rosh Hashanah is a yoim tefillah, so memele, it's an inyan, this, to use a kofof. So memele, so this is no shaykhis at all with you, the gzeirah shove pastach nishdo. The gzeirah shove is only that you need a shofar, but the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah is not applicable an Schmied, an Jäubel. Lekach hoyonira li mi teuer ze, so teus we said, a whole bunch of reyes, that's only had chiladike din, aber because of this kashe deine yoitzei, elo bekofov, perish de zorach li is kofov, iloi loi ve gemrine yoivu minei, so now teus we falls off, in this whole stick teure in Rablevi, Rablevi holds that it's ma'akev b'diyevet, so I may was ma'akev b'diyevet, so then passed a Seirish Shavit. The Rosh brings down Taisvis, and the Rosh says, because of all these rayas, we won't change our opinion because of one kasha. So the Rosh says, as follows: the nearly the kushe chalushe hizois litchais kol harayas chazoke shekasafi. All the rayas of Taisvis. Bieshritchais kushezu, the Rablevi Sova. Given the big Zerishov, Yalfi meyadodi, Viesh time, Oloim, Beroish, Shonek, Fufim, Le Mitzvah. Zmeyato, Kedei, Lashvoisom, Yachad, Roigam, Yemekipurim, Lahatzrich, Fufim, Le Mitzvah. Vaavo, Gamdle, Shaykh, Bey, Hai, Time. Rabbi the last layach svar al yalg zeh shavu la divrei chayve avol divrei mitzvah loy medam alu ladodi. So meile, so the Rosh wants to say that that goof is the machloikis. If le mitzvah by Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan of kofuf, is meile. So the gzeh shavu says that the mitzvah is applicable by Yom Kippurim also, even though by Yom Kippur the Shekert, the mitzvot given Shekert, it should be Poshut. But of all Pekin, that's how you learn out the Gzeirah Shavit. The Ran asks a kasha that Be'emison, there's a svore that a big machloikis, if this mitzvah is a dreistike mitzvah, it's a drabonodike mitzvah, from the Rishonim, it seems only a drabonodike mitzvah, this whole mitzvah. But of all Pekin, he held, since there's a Gzeirah Shavit, it should be Daimet. The Ran asks a kasha, so there's a mitzvah, Be'emison Rosh Hashanah should be kofel. Be'emison, there's a mitzvah, Yoivul should be poshet. I mean, Yoivul passed poshet. It's a freedom. It's fakert, so poshet is better. So he asks, so how do you know to be makish, Yom Kippurim to Rosh Hashanah? Fakert, be makish Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippurim, because Be'emison, Babartam, Shayfat, who is taken by Yom Kippur. We learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippurim. That's a very good kasha. So the Ran says two terutzim. Since Rosh Hashanah is todir, so therefore, that mistava you learn out Rosh Hashanah from Yoivul, v'idisimne de Rosh Hashanah odif. Means this is a bigger mitzvah. So memela, that's why we're machir that Rosh Hashanah is kof. Shtei chatzoitzreis b'emtsa, shtei sheifres hoyelem echad mikan v'echad mikan. Kedei shia chatzoitzreis b'emtsa, mishum de mitzvahs hayoim b'chatzoitzreis. Chab yudha oime b'reish shone b'shel zechorim, u'b'yoiv lois b'shel ye'elem. Zuktois v'es lesle Rab Yehuda, shovel yoiv l'reish shone. He says, Rab Yehuda doesn't hold of the gzere shove. So memele, so each one has its own characteristics. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah is kofuf and Yovel is poshut. Oda beinin shayfer b'Rosh Hashanah. If he doesn't hold shav Yovel or Rosh Hashanah, la mishum diyafinim miYovel. Kokidach tana diyalav beperik baschem edachsiv tiku b'achayde shayfer. So that's the makor they need a shayfer b'Rosh Hashanah. That's what Taisus wanted to say. Umi yuzuk Taisus ahu tana nami yalav Rosh Hashanah miYovel mikzeir shavet. So they says, you can't say this. Rabbi Yehuda HaKochach Zichel learns also there's a gzeir shove Rosh Hashanah from Yehuda. Kedem krinen, sholesh truis nemru b'Rosh Hashanah, ma'i sikrot v'abarte shayfer truah d'chziv b'Yehuda. U'b'yoyim v'loi b'layla, nami yalaf m'Yehuda, t'kom ha'rosam. So my memesin, according to everyone, you have to say there's a gzeir shove of Rosh Hashanah with Yehuda. V'ho, d'itzrich l'kho tiku b'chayde shayfer, Mishum de Yalef Nami Rosh Hashanah Mi Midbar. Aber meine der Bachatzeitzer ist kemit bo. Aber auch kapon him, Tosis now is chäuser. Tosis had wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Gzeirah Shabbat. Tosis, you can't say that, because you see, you need Shalish Truis, and we learn out from Rosh Hashanah, from Yoivu. Biyem ve'belay, lekach nire demoyed Rabbi Yehuda de Shabbat Yoivu l'Rosh Hashanah. Al-Inyin, ha-ach-mil-sein, shaykh la-shvoysam li-yiz b'shal-schom ke-shal-oish-shone, fakert, this nekude, the time of the Rosh-shone misvore ba-ume, the kame de kayif inish, tve-yodif, shu-yoy-madin, la-azker-ha-keide, avu-yoy-vul, dul-ishlu-ach-avodim, sodis-ach-ezus-la-baylim, ein-loch-shal-yishem-shoy-for-ola, fakert, that's goofy. The ha-ore, what Tosis had asked before, and Rab Levi, but how could you learn out from a Gzeira Shove if it's only the mitzvah and the mitzvah is only applicable by Rosh Hashanah? Memison, that is the svar of Rav Yehuda. So Memele, so this mitzvah is only by Rosh Hashanah. So you can't learn out the Gzeira Shove. So by Yevul, Zayn Loch Hashel, Shei Shem Shei for Olo. Av al Gav, the Rab Levi, Nami, Mashvelu, Dinyin, Zemishim, Gzeira Shove. Yes, Loimel, the Baha Pligi, that is the Machloikis. The Machloikis is, if you say that, if the Xereshove, it could be Machia, that in the Dvar Mitzvah, or the Dvar Taisha said before, according to Rabbi Levi, Take, it's Leikuva. Agavulche, the Ritva says, it brings the, why do we blow Shaifa Yema Kippurim? So he says, Alza Zecher, he brings from the Gainim Dachsachmer, Zecher Le Yoivul, that there was a mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar B'Yovel on Yom Kippurim, Kivin Shein Shnas HaYovel Yodua, so that's the reason of blowing Shofar Meitzoy Yom Kippurim.